Joining me now is Ryan White with Farm Credit of the Virginias. Ryan, it's a real pleasure to have you back on the program again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
The winter storm in late January, it didn't really come by surprise, but the type of precipitation we received impacted a lot of farms in the Farm Credit footprint, which I know serves Virginia, West Virginia, and a portion of Maryland. Give us some commentary on the winter storm from your perspective.
Well, it seemed like that took everybody's time and conversations the week leading up to it. And I think a lot of people since has said, I'll take 2 foot of powdery snow over what we got, just because it hasn't been fun. And we're still, you know, ice skating around, dealing with the snow that's still around. So it definitely, I think, was a little bit of a surprise, just some of the hardships and building losses that we had due to it, because it wasn't like quantity wise a lot of snow, but the way that we got it definitely was difficult to deal with. So, it hasn't been much fun, and there's been a lot of ice skating and stuck tractors and hungry animals that need to be fed and everything through all of this. But that is farming in a nutshell, I guess, is you just never know what the next day is going to hold for you.
I know the Farm Credit Knowledge Center, they have a blog online, and that has some really good information about surviving a winter storm.
Right. So if you go to our website, www.farmcreditofvirginias.com, there is a resource there, Knowledge Center, and that's a division of Farm Credit internally. That's a resource for training and resources to local community and farmers that might be helpful. So there's several on there. There's, you know, some points like you mentioned about when temperatures stay below freezing, and also disaster relief, which is on the top of a lot of people's minds here lately. So yes, that is definitely worth going through and taking a look at, and maybe you just learn, you know, one new thing that helps you hack next time there's a disaster that happens.
Once again, we're talking with Ryan White with Farm Credit of the Virginias. And Ryan, before we started recording, we were talking about customer service in times of dire need. Talk a little bit about that, and from Farm Credit's perspective.
Right. So ever since I started, you know, Farm Credit's a cooperative. So we give our profits back to our member borrowers that have loans with us. And we also have loan officers that live in the same communities that we serve with our loans. So that has always been, in my mind, a big value to our local community, that in these instances, you know, farmers always have something going on. Somebody might get a house loan and they get it, and as long as they make their payments, you know, they stay there until they sell the house or they pay the loan off, and they don't really need anything other than, you know, maybe a phone call for customer service every now and then. Farmers are always building something or, you know, releasing something. There's always some kind of servicing that goes on. So having someone local that, you know, has been on their farm and recognizes their voice, especially in these times when you have that relationship built up with a customer, I think that is very important as a lender in the agricultural sector, just because you have that empathy. Okay, you know, I know your family. I've been on your farm. I know what building you're talking about that went down, and it's not just a process that you go through for a loss like that. It's an understanding that that's their livelihood. That's an income producing building, and so then you go into the, you know, how that's going to affect their family until they can get money coming back in off of that. So it is you feel it from a loan officer position at Farm Credit. I can speak just for myself that, you know, you take that home every night and you're also trying to feed your own animals and stuff. And so you can relate completely with the hardships that go along with farming for sure.
Very well. Ryan White with Farm Credit of the Virginias. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.